The Sweet Dove Died by Barbara Pym, read by Sheila Hancock. I had a dove, and the sweet dove died, and I have thought it died of grieving. Oh, what could it grieve for? Its feet were tied with a single thread of my own hands weaving. John Keats. Chapter 1.
The sale-room is no place for a woman, declared Humphrey Boyce, as he and his nephew James sat having lunch with the attractive stranger they had picked up at a Bond Street sale-room half an hour ago.
"Now you're scolding me," said Leonora, with mock humility.
"I know it was stupid of me, but I suppose it was the excitement of bidding for the first time in my life, and then getting that dear little book. It was just too overwhelming."
"And the room was so hot," James suggested, trying to take his part in the conversation, for after all, it was he who had noticed the woman in black sway sideways and almost collapse at her moment of triumph, when she had challenged the auctioneer's rather bored £20 at the table with a cry of 25.
Between them, James and Humphrey had supported her out of the sale-room, and after that it seemed the natural thing for the three of them to be having lunch together. Otherwise it had been a very boring sale, James thought. He had no interest in books, and had spent the time idly watching the dealers, hunched over the table in their shabby clothes, making their bids with raised eyebrows or scarcely perceptible movements of hands or catalogues. The other bidders or spectators, mostly men, were crowded in rows on small chairs or standing in corners. A tall man with a slightly raffish air, leaning against the wall, had fixed his gaze on James and was staring at him every time.